Hey, pony boy. Soda gave me a tearful grin. Don't you start crying, too. One ball baby in the family's enough. I'm not crying, I said. Maybe I was. I don't remember. Soda gave me a playful punch on the shoulder. No more fights. Okay, pony boy? Darry said. Okay, I said. And I meant it. Darry and I would probably still have misunderstandings. We were too different not to. But no more fights. We couldn't do anything to hurt Soda. Soda Pop would always be the middleman, but that didn't mean he had to keep getting pulled apart. Instead of Darry and me pulling him apart, he'd be pulling us together. Well, Soda said, I'm cold. How about going home? Race you, I challenged, leaping up. It was a real nice night for a race. The air was clear and cold, and so clean it almost sparkled. The moon wasn't out, but the stars lit up everything. It was quiet except for the sound of our feet on the cement and the dry, scraping sound of leaves blowing across the street. It was a real nice night. I guess I was still out of shape because we all three tied. No, I guess we all just wanted to stay together. I still didn't want to do my homework that night, though. I hunted around for a book to read, but I'd read everything in the house about 50 million times, even Darry's copy of The Carpetbaggers, though he told me I wasn't old enough to read it. I thought so, too, after I finished it. Finally, I picked up Gone with the Wind and looked at it for a long time. I knew Johnny was dead. I had known it all the time, even while I was sick and pretending he wasn't. It was Johnny, not me, who had killed Bob. I knew that, too. I had just thought that maybe if I played like Johnny wasn't dead, it wouldn't hurt so much. The way Two-Bit, after the police had taken Dally's body away, had griped because he had lost his switchblade when they searched Dallas. Is that all that's bothering you, that switchblade? A red-eyed Steve had snapped at him. No, Two-Bit had said with a quivering sigh. But that's what I'm wishing was all that's bothering me. But it still hurt anyway. You know a guy a long time, and I mean really know him. You don't get used to the idea that he's dead just overnight. Johnny was something more than a buddy to all of us. I guess he had listened to more beefs and more problems from more people than any of us. A guy that'll really listen to you, listen and care about what you're saying, is something rare. And I couldn't forget him telling me that he hadn't done enough, hadn't been out of our neighborhood all his life. And then it was too late. I took a deep breath and opened the book. A slip of paper fell out on the floor and I picked it up. Pony boy, I asked the nurse to give you this book so you could finish it. It was Johnny's handwriting. I went on reading, almost hearing Johnny's quiet voice. The doctor came in a while ago, but I knew anyway. I keep getting tireder and tireder. Listen, I don't mind dying now. It's worth it. It's worth saving those kids. Their lives are worth more than mine. They have more to live for. Some of their parents came by to thank me, and I know it was worth it. Tell Dally it's worth it. I'm just going to miss you guys. I've been thinking about it, and that poem, that guy that wrote it, he meant you're gold when you're a kid, like green. When you're a kid, everything's new, dawn. It's just when you get used to everything that it's day. Like the way you dig sunsets, pony, that's gold. Keep that way. It's a good way to be. I want you to tell Dally to look at one. He'll probably think you're crazy, but ask for me. I don't think he's ever really seen a sunset. And don't be so bugged over being a greaser. You still have a lot of time to make yourself be what you want. There's still lots of good in the world. Tell Dally. I don't think he knows. Your buddy, Johnny.